back again with another weekly Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm your host and Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist, Laura Molitor. You can find out more about me and what I do at beingfreenow.com. So how do we deal with critics? How do we really feel free and clean after getting a splatter of mud thrown at us? Especially when we feel we were doing our best. And also when we feel we haven't. It's easy to say, just let that stuff roll off of your back. But it isn't that easy when it's you. It isn't easy if you feel the source of that criticism may know better than you, or that you respect or care about their opinions. So it isn't really just about being a duck and waddling away with that slime dripping off of you and just moving forward. It often takes something more of us. And, you know, it is really worth the effort. Anytime we have the opportunity to get a little clearer on ourselves, gain some strength and insight, it's really worth the effort. As I know we're all aware, it's often that crappy stuff that brings the truth into a clearer light and makes us learn in ways we may not have otherwise. So when you feel unfairly criticized, what do? You can fight and defend yourself, and that certainly may be valid, but I think the main thing is to keep clear on the truth and your safety in it. If someone is critical of you and you don't believe that it's valid, the less power you give to that lie about you by your concern over it and your defense of it and your focus on it, the more free of it you'll be. And the criticism can actually serve you. It might wake you up to look even more at what you are doing and thinking and saying and gain an even stronger certainty about it because you have defended it to yourself, not necessarily to the one who was critical. I've discovered my own depth of feeling about certain things when someone has cast some aspersions on it. I found that I've had to get back to that idea I had or work I was doing or behavior and say, what does my own heart say about this? Do I believe in it? Does it come from a place of my truth, my inspiration, my God, in fact? For our inspired thoughts and actions and what we make from them are really God feeding us with his own ideas and leading us forward. So a choice we make or something we do that comes of God's guidance also has his validation behind it. Yep, others may not get it. They may not see it or agree with it. But as Jesus said, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. And that is to follow God's guidance and to trust him and yourself. Take that very criticism as an opportunity to feel even more certain and clear about your own aspirations and expression and about where that comes from. Be grateful that you don't need a person to tell you what is good when God has clearly told you already. This makes us even more established, and going forward, we have new authority and conviction. So on the other hand, what if you feel like the criticism might be valid? Well, try not to bristle at it and flail out in self-defense. On the other hand, don't assume that it is valid. Maybe that criticism that feels valid has more to do with our perceptions of ourselves than with the fact that there really is some kind of a problem. If we feel like someone knows better than us, let's ask ourselves why. Maybe they do. If we can humble ourselves enough to say, hey, I don't know everything, and I'm a child here willing to learn, that can be very powerful. On the other hand, maybe we've become willing to think we're always wrong or less than capable or worthy of criticism for some reason. Is that really what God thinks of you? Don't we have an occasion here with this criticism coming to us to shore up our understanding of God of our own goodness, ability, worthiness, and clarity. Maybe this is time to become more convinced that you being you is not a bad thing. It may not be fully agreed with, but it may also be the most beautiful, powerful, and needed thing in the world. Let criticism work for you. Wallow for a moment if you must. Get a little pissed if you must. I mean, we can't help it sometimes, but then pause and don't let that criticism settle and fester. Take it for what it is and align yourself with truth. Humbly, but with a sense of confidence as well. Eagerness. Make it an opportunity to be even clearer on yourself and your dreams, your choices, your projects, and to feel freer and more serene going forward. Another little thing. Remember that people's criticism of us may have a lot more to do with them than it does with us. Everyone has their own perspective. Everyone has individual limiting beliefs and fears that may affect the way they act and react and what they say. So we can approach each critic with some latitude and leave them to their own opinions and maybe even some things they need to learn as well as things we might need to learn, but give them the grace you need to give yourself when you respond negatively to someone's work or their methods or their ideas. Be kind. It's always a good idea. Be kind to others. We're really all kids in this together, and we don't always know what we're doing. And we don't always know what we're saying. Everything can be a learning experience. I know I say that a lot, but I really think that's true. If we let it, everything can be a learning experience. If we make things a reason for shame or anger or fear, we might be missing a most vital opportunity to learn more about why we are doing great already or how we might do better going forward. We should relish these occasions because it means we're growing, and growing is life. And a life full of growth is a life full of possibilities. Hope you enjoyed some of these ideas. If you want to talk further, as always, don't hesitate to connect with me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you, or you can find my contact information and more about me at beingfreenow.com. We'll see you next week.